Texas Property Code, Title 8, Landlord and Tenant Act. The Landlord and Tenant Act defines the rights and obligations of both landlord and tenant in the leasing of residential and commercial properties. The Act is a lengthy and detailed set of rules that addresses issues such as security deposits, default, repairs, damage to property, and the eviction process, the Real Estate Center at Texas. A&M University published an extensive overview of this important law. Landlord-Tenant Facts. The following is a summary of some of the provisions of the Landlord and Tenant Act. It is not meant to be used as a comprehensive guide to the law. Landlords and tenants should seek competent legal advice when dealing with issues that arise under a lease or rental agreement. The landlord must make a diligent effort to repair or remedy any condition when the tenant has specified the condition in a notice to the person who collects the rent, or to the place where the rent is normally paid. The tenant is current in rent payments when the notice is given, and the condition cross, materially affects the health or safety of an ordinary tenant, or arises from the landlord's failure to provide and maintain in good operating condition a device to supply hot water of a minimum temperature of 120 degrees. Fahrenheit. Tenant security deposits earn interest at a rate contractually agreed to by the parties. However, most tenants agree to waive that right to interest. A. Landlord must mail the security deposit and an accounting if deductions are made. The letter must be placed in the U.S. mail and postmarked on or before the end of the 30-day period after the end of the lease. It does not have to be received by the tenant within the 30 days. Tenants may install alarm systems in rental property. If they do so, they must notify the landlord and supply instructions and passwords to the landlord. The residential landlord has responsibility and liability for the installation, inspection, and repair of smoke alarms. A landlord must install at least one smoke alarm in each separate bedroom in a dwelling unit. In addition, if the dwelling unit is designed to use a single room for dining, living, and sleeping, the smoke alarm must be located inside the room. If the same corridor serves multiple bedrooms, at least one smoke alarm must be installed in the corridor in the immediate vicinity of the bedrooms. If the dwelling unit has multiple levels, at least one smoke alarm must be located on each level. Fire extinguishers are not required. If fire extinguishers are provided, the landlord has responsibility for their inspection and repair. A dwelling must be equipped with a window latch on each exterior window of the dwelling, doorknob lock or keyed deadbolt on each exterior door, sliding door pin lock on each exterior sliding glass door of the dwelling, sliding door handle latch on a sliding door, security bar on each exterior sliding glass door of the dwelling, and keyless bolting device and a door viewer on each exterior door of the dwelling. Landlords must provide new locks on rental property no later than 7 days after a new tenant takes possession. If a tenant cannot gain access to the space agreed to in the lease, and the tenant must lease additional space, the tenant is entitled to sue the landlord for the cost of that additional space. He or she has 2 years to sue the landlord. If a tenant moves out while still owing rent and leaves personal property behind, the property is considered abandoned. The landlord can dispose of the possessions, sell them, or pack and store them.